I'm Derek Cardwell. On today's Lely Radio Sports Page, a recap of the action from Saturday's racing at the Knoxville Raceway. It was a normal race weekend as all three classes were in action. In the pro sprints, Chase Young led from start to finish. After a few restarts, he was able to use clean air to his advantage. In the 360s, they looked almost identical to the pro sprint, with Tasker Phillips climbing to the lead and holding on. A couple of weeks after announcing he would run for driver points in the 360 class, Phillips won and built on his points lead. In the 410s, if you did not know any better, one would have thought there was a high limit show at the Knoxville Raceway. Officially, it was not, but with an off weekend, many of the high rollers wandered to Knoxville, trying to get a leg up for August. And while darkness had fallen over the area, it was sunshine that was the brightest in Victory Lane. Tyler Courtney took the lead from Ryan Timms midway through the A main and looked to be in control, but a hard-charging Corey Day and lap traffic threatened to cloud up Sunshine's rays.
White flag waves for race leader Tyler Courtney. One lap to go for Sunshine, and he's got a 0.9 lead on the 14 BC of Corey Day. He got held up momentarily, Corey Day. Oh, Tyler Courtney, big time traffic in turn four. Here comes Corey Day. He's at his right rear as they get to the flag stand, but it's going to be Tyler Courtney, your winner.
By 37 one-thousandths of a second.
Wow. Courtney got held up big in turn four. And that was close to being it for Tyler Courtney, to be honest with you.
We hear from all three drivers in Victory Lane with Tyler Crabb.
This might be the most excited guy on the racetrack, but I don't know who is more excited here at Victory Lane. Chase, you've had some good runs this year, but finally made it to Victory Lane. Just describe that feeling.
Yeah, the car's been pretty good. That sticking on the one tire all night has thrown us for a little bit of loop in qualifying. So we haven't been qualifying quite as good, but it's working out for the most part. We just got to really get that pill draw to work correctly. And I don't know, we've been fast in heats, and we just keep knocking on the door. And that's what I tell them. We just got to be here, and it'll fall into our lap. You know, just get starting on the front row and get clean air is huge for this class and for my car especially. And I wasn't going to let it slip. And we kind of rubbed wheels down here, which sucks. We just kind of got a little too close. And we hammered at the exact same time. I got a better start, and I just did what I had to do. And it was a good track, really, good track.
Well, you talk about it, that start was really the key. You drove away from there, and Jay Kindner eventually got up to second, but just really no challenge once you got that clean air, like you said.
Yeah, after the first caution, I was pretty excited to not see the 88 on the scoreboard and wanted to kind of get some points made back up on him, but I figured he would be coming. And caution after caution, him and the 48 seemed to be able to make ground on those restarts more than everybody else. So I didn't want him, but I knew that if I just don't give it away, I probably had a good shot at it. And I knew after good open runs, and I never saw anybody, I thought I was pretty good. So it was a good car.
Well, you mentioned it gets you a little bit closer there at the points with Jay leading in the series right now, but big confidence boost moving forward to be able to go run him down for that series championship.
Definitely. Everybody talks about confidence, you know, and we really like Thursday or Friday races. So next week, we're going to do a quick turnaround on this thing and show back up Friday with the Outlaws, and we'll see. Hopefully I have a good run.
Well, Tasker, we wondered how you would do without having the double duty tonight. 360s, you made that look pretty easy.
Well, surprisingly, I was a little more nervous tonight. There's just more pressure doing the one class, and then that dang old points deal that we're doing. I try not to think about it, but it's always itching at the back of your mind.
Well, and I know that was a little bit different today, but gave you a little extra time to make this car super fast. I mean, really, from the jump, you had the car to beat all night long.
Well, that's basically how it's been all year, but just open or clean air makes a huge difference. But now I'm not doing anything. It's all the crew and Moyle Motors. They're doing a perfect job. I'm doing a subpar job.
Well, we talked with Allie here a little bit while we're waiting for you to come over. Championship household for the Phillips family tonight.
Yeah, she set the bar pretty high, winning their tournament today. I forgot to mention in my interview, I got pulled over by the DOT taking the kids home before the races, and he basically said, if you can guarantee me a win, you can get off with a warning. So I'm glad to fulfill my duty.
Well, it's a good thing you were able to do that, right? You do have a little bit of extra money to pay that if you needed to, though.
Yeah, but he's a local boy, and he didn't tell me how fast I was going. I don't think it was crazy, but He was good, awesome about it.
I think it's fitting that on a day where it looked like we might get some rain, we got a lot of sunshine, and sunshine finds its way to victory lane. It was not an easy task to get here, though.
No, that was an exciting race. Yeah, I got by Ryan there in lap traffic, and then I almost gave the race away in lap traffic there. I feel like I did the right thing there, just I didn't expect the lap car to hit the berm and come smoking across there. But yeah, just a great night for us. Anytime you get to win at Knoxville is special.
Well, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I heard it correctly upstairs, first winged 410 win here. You got two of them in the USAC series, but first wing win, what's that mean to be able to get up here in the wing car, especially getting some run before Nationals coming up later this year?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, we won non-wing races here. We won a 360, won 360 Nationals last year, but we hadn't got our 410 win here yet. So get that one off the checklist is awesome. And yeah, just looking forward to the Outlaw Show next weekend. And ultimately for August.
It's going to be a fun time. But, I mean, you mentioned just getting up here, getting that confidence, getting that setup right for when you come back here in August, when you come back for World of Outlaws next week. Just how big was this night for you and your team to be able to set yourself up for the best position come August?
Yeah, no, it's huge. We try to come here, you know, as often as we can to just get ready for August. And, ultimately that's what we set up our whole season for the Knoxville Nationals. And so anytime we get to come here and get laps and then get good laps like we did tonight and get a victory lane here is special. And something we'll put in the notebook for August.
And Courtney alluded to it. This week is a two-night visit from the World of Outlaws NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars Friday and Saturday. More of today's Lely Radio Sports page is next.